You. Yes, it is 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the Wednesday edition. We're going to be talking with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge, as we do every Wednesday. We'll get to that, but first, we got to cover, we got to cover everything with Red River Area Sportsman's Club, Greg Giroux. Good morning.
Good morning.
And when I say everything, I mean it.
Well, I kind of sorted through all the papers, and we're going to pare it down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to concentrate on a couple things.
What do you want to hit today?
Well, the first one, this weekend, October 5th, we have our annual youth pheasant hunt. Hunters 16 and under, if they want to go on a pheasant hunt. The night before, there's a pre-hunt and a light lunch out at the Joe Pekarski Trap Range north of Morton. And then on Saturday, and you get the full experience. You go out and then we do a little bit of safety, how to hunt over dogs. Mm-hmm. And then they actually go out and do a full hunt. They've got some areas that they'll walk and come back. If they've harvested anything, we show them how to clean them, prepare them, and, you know, and so on. And then there's a breakfast. So they get the full experience.
Food and pheasants.
Food and pheasants.
I'm liking that arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I lost my train of thought.
I should never interrupt.
You cut me off.
I'm going to sit here and keep my mouth shut, Greg. And just let you go.
Oh, our vice president of the club is Brad Glarum. He's also the chairperson for the local Wild Turkey Federation out of Morton, and they provide some prizes. He'll bring those out. I'm not sure what he's getting this year, but he's always brought some things along to help us, and we have a full crew that will go out and monitor all the hunts. They'll manage the dogs, and the kids just have a great time. I went and looked on the website, and there's still room.
Okay.
So if any of the young folks out there would like to go on a pheasant hunt, October 5th, and go to the website, redriverareasportsman.net, RRASC.net, go under events, and there's a place to sign up.
All right. It's that easy.
It's that easy.
Okay.
Yep, and then you'll be contacted as far as the pre-hunt, and all the things will be taken care of.
What a great experience.
Ready to go on the 5th, yeah.
Right.
I've been participating in that in various years, and watching some of those kids, it's the first time they've ever had a chance to go pheasant hunting. And whether they get a bird or not, they are just smiling from ear to ear. They're having a great time.
Just out in the field.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that makes all the difference.
Fun. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, like that little picture I showed you earlier.
Yes, yeah, yes. Well, what was it? More tackle box and less Xbox. I like
yep.
that.
Yep. And I love the picture. It's good old Charlie Brown standing there with a fishing pole.
It should be.
That's what we're trying to do.
All right, now.
Okay, now.
I got to do the drum roll.
Well, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. I knew it was in there. 35th annual Sportsman Smoker. When I read that, it's 35 years we've been doing this. I remember when I first got involved, we were down in the Vets Club, in the back of the Vets Club. We outgrew that and went over to the Eagles Club, and that was just amazing. There was a couple of years you could not move in there.
My first smoker was over at the Eagles. I remember that. Okay. You couldn't. I mean, yeah. You could put people in there with a shoehorn.
Yep.
It was that full.
We had been doing it on a Friday, and a couple of years the weather cooperated. It rained on a Thursday.
Okay.
The farmers couldn't get in the field. Guess where they came?
Right to your smoker.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yep. And a couple of years, like I said, you couldn't move. Anyway, Saturday, October 19th, we're at the Wappanen Community Center. We've got so many things going on. The doors are going to open at 4 o'clock this year.
All right.
So we want to make sure that we have plenty of time to get through all the games and raffles, and you can kind of see the list here. You know,
that's an extensive list. There's a lot on there.
You bet.
And that's just the raffles.
Raffles and tickets and door prizes. We've got a couple of new games this year. We've switched a few things around. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Of course it is. It's always a lot of fun.
And then...
good food, too.
Oh, yeah. Wild game stew, wild game chili. Mm-hmm. We'll be working on that day before, getting things ready. And then it'll be ready at 4 o'clock. We will feed you all night long until we run out. And last year, I think there was about... a cup and a half left.
I was going to say, you ever run out? I don't know
well,
if there's been a year.
It was close last year, but we did. It's enjoyable, too, because, you know, you get a whole group of guys together, guys and gals together, working on this, and it turns into a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It is.
And it gets deep in there. You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah. excuse me. Tickets are $20 a piece. I have tickets that are available around town. At different businesses, we appreciate the businesses allowing us to have tickets there. It's great to get those out, and we've been selling tickets. The early bird tickets are available up until Thursday, October 17th. After that, you miss out on one of the raffles for a firearm.
So there are definitely some perks and incentives to early bird tickets.
Yep. Yeah. Get them before October 17th. And then... you can get them from club members. You can get them from people around town on different businesses. You can call me if you'd like. I've got tickets, 640-0188, and we'll meet up somewheres, and I'll sell you tickets.
Are there phone numbers on your website? I bet there is.
There is, and there's phone numbers on the poster as well. Okay. Rich and Becky Truesdell have been really working hard to make sure this is a great event, and they've got tickets available, too. So some of the games, we've got our ticket raffles, the door prizes. We've got a new one called Spin 54, and you're going to have to show up to figure out what that one is.
All right.
We've got a raffle specifically for supporting the zoo, our ladies raffle, general raffle. We've got a goose hunting package, our dice games. We've got a couple of different grills that we're going to give away. We've got a number of gun boards. So if you want to see...
You're just scratching the top there. You got a lot more than that. Yeah.
Well, silent auction. Yeah, there's so many things there that, like I said, we opened at 4 o'clock because we've got so much going on. If we waited till 5, we'd probably run out of time.
You probably would, yeah, definitely.
Yep. And then we'll be coming down again, talking some more. I'm going to give you some guest passes that you'll be giving away on.
We're going to devote a whole week to wildlife trivia and giving those tickets away in
there
the morning.
You go.
So,
all right. And I have got some crazy questions for
you.
I
bet you do. I bet you do. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, we're gonna stop with the smoker this time. Okay. Saturday, October 19th, Wapton Community Center. Doors open at 4. It's open to the public. Bring your friends. Games, raffles, all kinds of fun stuff. $20 a ticket. We'll feed you all night long. So if you want to come and you're 18 or less, come with a parent, and we'd be glad to have you.
All right. Sounds great. Yeah, it's going to be a full house.
I hope so.
Brad Edwardson, too. I said, well, Brad, I think you're going to have a few people in there.
Well, like I told you last year, we have one gal that does architectural design. She took a print of that building, put it on our CAD program, laid out the tables so we get maximum density in there and still have room to walk.
That's when you know you got a great event going. Greg, you'll be in next week, I believe, and then one time after that, and then we're going to be giving away tickets in the morning. So
there you go.
We got a lot of ground to cover. Greg Giroux, Red River Area Sportsman's Club, and Big Smoker coming up. Love talking about that. It is 9:20 here. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW Sunshine, 52 degrees. Good morning.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with the Citizen Awareness Program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and